Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss currents, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. Only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And then remind you, if you have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's my call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. Guess my boys got lost today. Well, we'll get
quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
They must have fallen asleep or something. Holy cow. While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing planner plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, see this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. It is the National Day of Giving, celebrated the Tuesday after Thanksgiving every year. Obviously, we are a big proponent of giving. We've got a lot of different programs that we're working on. Don't forget our friends Processing for a Cause. They are a big partner of ours in the giving world, where 20% of credit card processing fees go to the nonprofit organization of your choice. Love that idea. Love that organization. There are a bunch of great people over there looking to help us out in any way that they possibly can. So really, really appreciate our friends over there at Processing for a Cause. And I think you'll love their idea there too, because they're just out there to help people. That's the beauty of it. Taking a look at the markets this morning. Where are we trading? What are we doing in markets? Well, I know they're down. They opened up this morning down a bit. See what they're doing right now. There's a lot going on in the world. They're down Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 32.63, oil off $1.79 per barrel. We watch that for you every day because we do know that that had a big impact on your bank account. So we like to make sure that you're aware of where that's going. Remember, it's not about what's happening with the oil today, because just because oil's down a dollar and change right now, that doesn't mean that it's going to affect your gas tank today. Obviously, oil and gas prices do go up much quicker than they go down. We're looking at $2.13.5 a gallon, up a penny from where it was yesterday, looking at that number. The California, $2.66 per gallon, 2.35 cents of that is going to our friends, the people of Sacramento, I guess I should put it there. So that's just that, where those dollars are actually heading right now. I'll get you that information as well. Also looking at the 10-year Treasury notes, those are up just a little bit. 2.321 is the yield on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Don't know if you caught I watch a lot of the different business channels very early in the morning. Saw an interesting interview with an individual that we will come to loathe. Former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox. Can't believe that this is not hitting all the news wires of what Mr. Vicente Fox had to say today, referring to our president-elect as being very similar to the authoritarian murderer dictator Fidel Castro. Unbelievable. What a lowlife this Fox is. And I'm hoping that there will be a lot of people that'll get this message, that'll see this garbage from Vicente Fox. I know I will be sharing this today. Vicente Fox. I don't know. You can watch the interview yourself. Again, go look for Vicente Fox comparing our president-elect with the murdering dictator Fidel Castro. Unbelievable that we're not seeing a lot of headlines on that. I will share that information with you. Home prices in 20 major U.S. metro areas rose 0.1%. in September from the month prior on a non-seasonally adjusted basis, according to S&P Case-Shiller. That missed the expectations of growth of 0.4% from the same period a year ago. Prices saw a 5.1% increase from a year ago. That's a more important number. What happens month over month? Holy cow. There's going to be a lot of outside influences that go into a monthly number. And I'm going to share exactly what I mean by that when I tell you about the second reading on third quarter GDP, gross domestic product, showed the U.S. economy grew at an annualized pace of 3.2%, according to the Commerce Department. Economists expected a 3% growth, but we did that. The same thing happened last year at this time, and it all had to do with a artificially large shipment, a one-time shipment of soybeans to a foreign country that ended up skewing the numbers. You take out those numbers and you get rid of that skewing, and all the whole thing changes over from that area. Just a thought right there. Be aware of that. So one-time numbers, monthly numbers, they're not all that important to our economy. I'm going to suggest to you be very, very careful when you look at those short-term numbers. They don't always lead us in the right direction, give us the right guidance. Being it is the time of year of giving, I saw this report, thought I might share this with you. 5 high-tech gifts for your pet. Gotta love that one. No, I hope you don't have a pet sheep, but automatic laser toy, an interactive laser toy, may be a gift for your cat, but also for you, for those times you feel too lazy to shine a laser for your cat to chase. I wonder what the deal is. My dog likes to chase the laser around. So interactive dog bowl for fun digestive needs is a fun dog gift for dogs who consume their food too quickly. Interactive dog bowls are designed to help dogs digest their food by having them eat more slowly. I love that idea. My dog, she's supposed to eat everything in about a heartbeat. A soothing shirt when there's thunder or fireworks, a GPS tracker for your pet, a way to see and interact with your pet even when you're not at home. Just a few toys to go for your pets right there. It's an interesting board game. I don't know if I'm going to share that one with you. We'll have time to do that today as well. So we will chat about that one also. I'm going to talk a little bit later on today about loan level price adjustments. That's something that a lot of people don't understand. There's about 30 loan level price adjustments that we need to be contemplating on. Loan level price adjustments. And they have a lot to do with how you get interest rate for your home loan. They have a lot to do with what determines your interest rate. So we want to say that it's something you really need to be cognizant of, just because if you're not aware of them, how do you make a decision on them? Just a thought there for you. I thought I'd share that information with you. Got a lot of information that we're going to be going over today. Going to get on with it. We'll probably note to our producers, we'll probably jump to a break a little bit early this morning just so we can get on to some of these other topics that we have today. There's a lot to share this morning, so I think we'll probably break just a tad bit earlier than we normally do. Investors, they're really getting a little bit skittish right now. They're not the markets. You always have the Santa Claus rally, so be aware that the Santa Claus rally does come about each year right around this time. So the norm is markets are going to go up. Remember, we always see markets increasing when there's low or volatile, when there's low volume, very volatile when there's low volume. So be careful of that idea. When you're buying into low volume, you're going to see volatility. After the first year, that's when we're going to see some of the more realistic issues of what the market's doing, what their plans are. So just be a little bit careful there as we look and follow these markets right now. Come back and chat with you a little bit. Mortgage interest rates just went up. Should you wait to buy a new home? We'll talk about it. Fannie Mae's risk-based pricing benefit mortgage applicants with high credit scores. Talk about that. Employers who fail to pay this can face a 100% tax penalty. You ready for that? A 100% tax penalty. I think that I've got my friends over there who are ready to get in on that one. They're a little slow this morning, so we'll have to see if we can get them woken up on those issues as well. But there is a big penalty. We want to make sure that you're aware of it so you don't get caught in that trap as well. There's a lot going on. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 75641, one of the professionals will reach out to you to get you true equity position of your property. Mortgage interest rates, as reported by Freddie Mac, have increased over the last several weeks. We reported that to you as of last week, 4.03% with an average of 0.6 points to get that rate. You got to pay to buy it down just a little bit. Along with Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae and the Mortgage Bankers Association and the National Association of Realtors are all calling for mortgage rates to continue to rise over the next four quarters, cause some purchasers to lament the fact they may no longer be able to get a rate less than 4%. However, we must realize that current rates are still at historic lows. Remember that issue right there is that the rates are still at historic lows. Even though they're not as low as they were a couple of months ago, in the 1970s, they were 8.86% was the average rate for that decade. In the 80s, 12.7% average rate for that decade. 1990s, 8.12% for that decade. In the 2000s, 6.29%. So you may have missed getting the lowest mortgage rate ever offered. You can still get a better interest rate than maybe an older brother, older sister did 10 years ago, a lower rate than your parents did 20 years ago, and a better rate than your grandparents did 40 years ago. I'm just sharing the information with you that be cognizant of these. Don't just look at one particular issue. The fact that interest rates have gone up, yeah, I understand that. I get it. But that doesn't mean that interest rates are horrible, that you can't afford a house. It's like saying, you know something, who cares what they were in 2000 or in the 1980s? I paid double-digit interest when I got my first house. Doesn't matter because what I paid later, it's very similar. I hear these people that talk about whether they want to buy or sell or whether the time is right to buy or sell. Well, the time is right when you say it's right. That's the whole issue. It's when it's best for your family. The issue becomes, don't worry about what somebody else got, how somebody else did. That's a non-issue. That's a non-starter because what they did 5 years, what they did 10 years ago, how easy it was to get a loan 10 years ago, doesn't matter. You're not living 10 years ago. We're living today. So look at where we are today. Make a decision. Does today make sense for you? If today makes sense for you, make a decision to act. If it doesn't make sense for you and you're willing to take the risk or reward, it could be, you know, I don't know the answer. Could be a risk, could be a reward that tomorrow might be a better day. But the other side of it is that if you look at history, you say, well, the Federal Reserve is always already talking about increasing interest rates. What's that going to mean? Well, generally, the Federal Reserve increases interest rates because they see a strong economy. They're trying to slow the economy by increasing interest rates. When the stock market goes up, as it has been doing, the stock market is forecasting a bigger market at some point in the future. So we look at that and we say, okay, well, the stock market is forecasting better economics. Well, then what does that mean? That means that we're probably housing prices will go up. Why would they go up if interest rates are going up? Well, it's very simple. You look at that and you say, okay, well, if the market is doing better and that's pretending that the economy will do better, that means there'll be more jobs out there for people. That means there'll be more competition for those jobs. That means it'll be harder to get job or to hire people. When it's harder to hire people, you have to pay more to get good people. Well, if you're paying more to get good people, that becomes the next step of that. You look at it and you say, okay, well, I still need to run my business. It's still all about me. And if I'm trying to run my business and I need to pay more money, those people have more money to go out and spend. So they can go buy a house. Think about some of these different issues. That's why we look at them the way we do. And we really, the idea there is if we're looking at the idea of the economy doing better, yeah, you may miss out on the interest rates, but the interest rates are going to continue to increase. You're not doing any better by waiting. You may find out that if the economy is doing as well as the markets and the Federal Reserve are predicting, and all of the major players, when we talk about Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, National Bankers Association, Mortgage Bankers Association, National Association of Realtors, CoreLogic, all saying real estate prices are going up. If all of those people are correct, and say they're only correct halfway, well, then the next step of that, logically, that home prices will go up. By today, you take advantage of that. So, yeah, the interest rates are a little higher. Maybe your buying power is down right now, but it's not down as far as it will be if you wait. Ah, there's a whole new concept is it's not down as far as if you wait. See, one way to protect yourself from an increasing mortgage or real estate environment is to be in the game. You see, you get in the game, you start taking and looking at these different properties and owning a piece of property. And if you don't already, get a hold of our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They'll get you pre-approved and pre-underwritten. Big, big benefit there. Then you talk to one of the real estate professionals that we put you in touch with. We're going to put you in touch with somebody that understands this market. That's the whole concept. If they understand this market, they know that getting you in the game. See, if property values appreciate by 5%, So you tell me where you get that kind of a return on your money. No, you can't do it within a 401k, within an IRA. Do I recommend you taking the money out of those vehicles, putting them into real estate? Well, you look at your overall, your full goals and objectives. In many instances, from strictly a financial standpoint, you're going to be better off with the real estate than you will be with the 401k or the IRA. Remember, the benefit of the 401k and the IRA is tax-deferred growth. Well, if you own a piece of real estate, you're not paying taxes on it. That is tax-deferred growth. But if when you have that 401k, when you have that IRA, your growth is dollar for dollar. That's not leveraged. So if you go and take that money out, you pay the taxes on it, portion which you have to. Again, talk to your CPA, talk to your tax planner. You pay the penalty if you're required to. Again, that CPA and tax planner will have that answer for you as well. Then look at it and you say, okay, if I put 10% down, my growth is 10 times on my invested dollar. That's a huge difference. And let's say you get 9% return on an IRA. That's a huge return on an IRA. Let's just hypothetically say the 9%. And if you have a investment there and you put $100,000, you've saved that money over time, and you're putting that money, 9%, into a investment vehicle through the IRA. 9%, not bad. $9,000 per in the first year that happens for you. Now, let's say you put $10,000 or $20,000 down on a $400,000 house, $20,000 down on a $400,000 house, and that goes 5%. That's $20,000. That's over double the return on your cash invested. Over double. Now, is it worth paying that 10% penalty, the $2,000 penalty? I would leave that to your discretion because it's your money. But to me, if I can pay a $2,000 penalty for an $11,000 extra appreciation, and then that's going to compound, seems to me that makes a little bit of sense right there. And why wouldn't you do that? Just a thought for you. Be cognizant of it. And if you want some information on that, I'll put you in touch with Al Manfrey. He's a great resource for that kind of information. Great resource. He even does something called an IRA rescue. IRA rescue. He helps people get out of that IRA and get into a vehicle that's going to get you a better rate of return. And he'll put you in touch with the tax people and all the other goodies. Again, if you want to talk to Al, just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I have no vested interest in his company. I'm just sharing with you that is a benefit for you of listening to Ron Siegel Radio. Thought I'd just share with you, we're in the holiday season. I know about a month ago, I talked to Jim Kane, our friend. He does some car brokering. And he does a great service for people, finding them cars. And he was mentioning to me that at the end of October, pretty weak time in the car business. Time in the car business, that generally is a good time to buy. So I thought I'd do a little research, find out for you the best times to buy a car. These are the five best periods when planning your purchase to get a bargain. Number one, the model changeover. Big three U.S. car makers launched their new models during August and September, while some foreign car makers sprinkle new vehicle introductions across the calendar. Most buyers are drawn to the newest models, which pressure dealers to offer deeper discounts and incentives to clear the previous year's model. I'm going to suggest to you, why wouldn't you look at the older model? End of the month, the dealerships get rebates based on their sales. They get allocations for new vehicles based on their sales. At the end of the month, at the end of the quarter, they are really getting aggressive on selling because they might hit the next plateau for another rebate level. Year-end sales, final week of the year bring sales, particularly from luxury car makers such as Lexus, Mercedes, and BMW. Great time to look at those. Model redesign. Manufacturers periodically redesign their vehicles, creating a situation in which they have both the outgoing and new models for sale at the same time. There's another one. Last year of a model's production, another time that might be a real benefit for you to be looking at getting a deal on a car. Just a thought for you. sharing some more information with you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, Fannie Mae's risk-based pricing benefits mortgage applicants with a higher credit score. I'm going to suggest to you, we need to get that score up so you can get advantage there. And employers who fail to pay this face a 100% tax penalty. That is one of the alerts. Beware. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of a street,
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes.
The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, your consumer advocate. I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today is being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. Gold Star Mortgage. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people there. Fannie Mae's risk-based pricing benefits the mortgage applicants with high credit scores. Approving mortgages is all about assessing risk as underwriters scrutinize every detail and shred of data in hope of accurately predicting if a potential borrower will pay their mortgage on time every month or default. Good news for consumers that are good stewards of their financial affairs, since keeping a great credit score, a low debt load, and plenty of assets will help them get approved for the best low-rate mortgage loan when it comes time to refinance or purchase their next home. Many people don't realize that there is an additional level of reward for good borrowers as mortgage finance giant Fannie Mae prices risk into their interest rates using a system called Loan Level Price Adjustments, or LLPAs, the risk-based pricing model. Quite simply, the more risk factors, the higher the pricing the mortgagee will face. It may seem like LLPAs act like additional fees, but the additional cost is built into the loan pricing, so the borrowers usually doesn't pay out of pocket, just in the form of higher interest rates or built-in buy-downs. An ancillary effect of loan-level pricing is that since pricing rates are higher for higher-risk borrowers, there's less margin for mortgage brokers to charge a fair fee or commission, so essentially everybody loses. What kind of risk factors does Fannie Mae flag with their risk-based pricing model? LLPAs typically charge more if a borrower has lower credit scores, a high loan-to-value ratio on the property, which means a low down payment, and if it's an investment property or multi-unit property. So we've added a simple matrix to give you some ideas here, and it's kind of a crazy matrix is what we look at when we're looking at, you know, I'm leading a lending team. I can tell you that we look at a lot of different numbers, but it's a combination. So this is why I tell you our friends over at Credit Sanitizer are constantly looking at monitoring your credit so you can get the credit increase, the credit score higher. Because the matrix basically looks at kind of like, what are the scores? So 740 or above or 720 or above, whatever, 600 or above, and then across one area, and then across the top, or that goes down across the top, you're going to have loan-to-value ranges. So anywhere from 60% and below all the way up to 97%. You remember on our veterans, you can go to 100% as well. And you start adding these different prices in there, costs in there. When you add the cost in there, that's what changes the interest rate. So you might see that somebody that has a FICO score of under 620 and they're putting down 3%, they have to add 3.75% to get the interest, to get a loan that qualifies under Fannie guidelines. Now, does 3.75 mean you're going to add that to a base rate? No. You add it to the price, the sales price of that particular product. So it may mean that instead of getting a 4% interest rate, you get a 5% interest rate, and that's how they cover that 3.75% additional costs. So what does that mean in terms of dollars and cents? Now, you could possibly get, if you wanted to, you could keep that same 4% interest rate and just pay the 3.75%. You know, you might be looking at $6,000 or $7,000 down additional just to buy down the rate. So those are some things you want to be cognizant of. You'll see that there are several price hits for low credit score, high loan to value combinations. An actual dollar means $200,000 loan, the borrower with a credit score lower than 620 would pay an additional $6,000 in buy down fees. Now that can either be paid by the borrower or the lender can pay that. How does the lender do it? Well, what they do is they increase the interest rate to cover these costs. They have to be paid by somebody. So somewhere they're going to be covered. So either the borrower does it or the lender does it and passes it through. It's like I tell you all the time, businesses don't pay anything. When you want to charge a business a high interest or a high tax rate, or we see right now in California where the voter decided to add 10 cents surcharge for grocery bags. Well, the corporations, they don't pay those things. They pass them along. And it's easy just to say, well, we'll let the corporation pay it. It doesn't affect me. Everything affects you. The bottom line, like anything, it really pays to keep a great credit score and a great credit picture. We'd like to share that information with you so you know exactly what you're looking for. How do you manage things? How do you manage life? How do you manage your finances? If you're not out there watching what's going on, if you don't have an understanding of how these things happen. So how do you get the absolute best loan for yourself or your family? So we talk to experts all the time and we share these with you. Number one, hire a personal shopper. That is a mortgage banker. If you don't have a relationship with a mortgage banker, then there may be some issues there. But generally, you want to hire a mortgage banker. You cannot do this at a big bank on the corner. Great people, most of them, but the big bank on the corner, they're basically, they've got one product to offer you. Theirs. So the idea here is you want to use your banker, your mortgage banker. That's our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They will do that for you. There can be different rates. It depends on how many companies the mortgage banker is shopping. Use one investor. That could be a problem because it doesn't benefit you as much. If they're using multiple investors, you've got it made because then you're talking about a price shopping for you. They can be looking at insurance companies. They can be looking at banks all over the country. They can be looking at credit unions. These are all different things that you can get by hiring a mortgage banker. Know the difference between a fixed rate and adjustable rate mortgages. There are certain times that you want to use each of them. Know when the rate for you. I'm going to share with you, in many instances, when you're looking at an FHA loan, you might want to be considering an adjustable rate mortgage. Why? Well, basically you're looking at the one that's a 5-year fixed to adjustable. And the reason I say that sometimes is a good product for you, many times is a good product for you, is because in an FHA loan, we want to get you out of that loan as quickly as possible. We want to, as soon as we get enough appreciation in the property, we want to get rid of the mortgage insurance. That's how we do it, is by refinancing you out. So why not use the adjustable rate mortgage for as long as you can. We'll talk about some other ways to get you the best mortgage and the best mortgage rates when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about employers who fail to pay this can be leaving themselves open to a huge tax penalty, maybe even 100%. That's pretty huge. Even Bernie would say that's huge. You can reach us anytime. Call our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio for any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Word on Wealth segment today brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. When you're ready for that trust, they make the best one, the best trust I have seen. I look at a lot of different trusts, and Heritage Financial has a great trust. And they also give listeners of Ron Siegel Radio a huge discount on it. It's very, very inexpensive. They also give our listeners a big discount. All you need to do is text RSR Gift Bag to 79564, RSR Gift Bag to 79564, and you can grab the coupon in there, the gift, the rebate in there for getting that trust. Great, great product. So the question that we have, or the subject matter for today, from our friends over at Heritage Financial: employers, you fail to pay this, you can face a 100% tax penalty. This is a biggie. So when you collect as an employer, when you're collecting payroll taxes, you got to make sure that those get forwarded to the federal government. In the eyes of the government, some tax sins are worse than others. An example of a particularly heinous one is failing to pay federal income and employment taxes that have been withheld from employee paychecks. In this situation, the IRS can assess the so-called 100% penalty against any responsible person. 100% penalty is so named because the entire unpaid payroll tax amount can be assessed as a penalty against a responsible person or several responsible persons. The purpose of the 100% penalty is to collect withheld but unpaid federal payroll taxes from individuals who had control over an employer's finances. Determining responsible person status, the 100% penalty can only be assessed against a so-called responsible person. That could be a shareholder, director, officer, or employee of a corporation, a partner or employee of a partnership, or a member or an employee of a multi-member LLC. It can also be assessed against an employee of a sole proprietorship or an employee of a single member, one owner LLC. To be hit with the penalty, individual must, one, be responsible for collecting, accounting for, and paying over withheld federal taxes, two, willfully fail to pay over those taxes. Willful means deliberate, voluntary, and knowing, as opposed to accidental. The mere authority to sign checks when directed to do so by a higher up does not establish responsible person status. There must also be knowledge of and control over the finances of the business. However, responsible person status cannot be deflected simply by assigning signature authority over bank accounts to another person to avoid exposure. So be aware of this one. It's a biggie, so make sure that you get those taxes sent to the feds, or else, you know, you can be really looking at some serious issues on a personal. That's one that the corporate status does not protect you from, so be real, real careful of that. Before the break, and that again was the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. That great trust, text RSR gift bag, the 79564 RSR gift bag, the 7564, and one of the, you get that coupon in there for 25% discount off of a great, great trust. So we're chatting before the break about tips to get you the best mortgage. And we already spoke about the idea of loan level pricing adjustments to get a hold of a great mortgage banker, knowing the differences between a fixed rate loan and an adjustable rate loan. And there also are, we didn't talk about it, hybrids. And that's one that I think is one of the best out there on the market, is the hybrid, because you get a fixed rate loan for a period of time and then it goes to an adjustable. The investors like that better in many instances, because they're not set on an interest rate. They can't predict 30 years out. So if they're looking at one of the hybrids, then you start saying, okay, well, I guess we should define a hybrid. Basically, you have a fixed period, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years are the most popular ones, where they're fixed for 3, 5, 7, or 10 years, and then they'll adjust based on a predetermined index plus margin. And that's the way every adjustable loan is. They look at the index that they're on. They might be based on prime rate. They could be based on LIBOR, 11th District Cost of Funds Index. You look at the index, then you add a margin to it, and that's what your ultimate rate would be. So looking at some of those, there's benefits. The individuals who are doing the jumbo loans, the ultra-luxury loans, $1 million, million-plus, almost always are looking at some sort of adjustable rate loan, but they're looking at the hybrids is what they look at. What type of interest rate is better? Adjustable rate mortgages can be appealing since it can have a low introductory interest rate, but if you choose to go this route, prepare yourself for the possibility of a rate increase after that introductory period. You also need to be aware that if you've got a short period of introductory time, anything less than that 7-year hybrid, they're going to use a higher imposed interest rate to qualify you. So you may not get the benefit that you're hoping for from qualification purposes. If you use a 3-year or 5-year, the 7-year does get you the benefit there. Maximizing your credit score. We spoke about that. The higher your credit score, the lower the interest rate will be on your mortgage. One important part of this is paying off debt. Your debt-to-income ratio is an important factor in determining that mortgage interest rate. And decide whether you want to pay points. This is an interesting topic. And a lot of people have this concept that, oh, no, I never want to pay points. Well, anytime you say never, it basically tells individuals that are really educated that you're not considering all of your options, and some options are in your best interest. Why would I say that paying points is good for you? Well, if you're planning on being in a property long term and you believe that interest rates are going up and you've got equity in the property, or you want to buy down a loan so you qualify, maybe increase your purchasing power, paying points does make sense in some instances. We talk about this a lot in a higher interest rate environment. How about if you're selling your home and you want to entice more buyers to be able to buy your home, and you tell your real estate professional, I will buy down the interest rate for the buyer. So the seller buys down the interest rate. Think about that concept. It can work very well for you where you say, okay, we're going to buy this down. Now, instead of the person saying, well, I can only afford a $700,000 house, now I can afford an $800,000 house because the interest rate is going to be lower. When interest rate is lower, that gets your debt-to-income ratio more in line with guidelines so you can do better for yourself and your family. Now, here's the other area. Sometimes you want to say, okay, well, I've got 25% or 30% I can put down. 25% is a break point. That's a good point for you to put that money down. So you might say, okay, well, I'm going to take that 25%. Instead of putting 30, I'm going to take that other 5%, the dollars that are related to that, and I'm going to go and say, what can I buy that interest rate down so I make my payments lower? Remember, interest rates are always going to be the largest interest, not interest rates, but interest will always be the largest part of your purchase. Always going to be the largest part of your purchase. So be aware that when you get that interest and you can get that down, you're spending less money on a long-term basis. That's going to benefit you for the long term. Now, from a tax standpoint, that may not be your best idea, but you know, sometimes you got to weigh the idea of taxes versus dollars. And what's going to happen with taxes next year? Well, we really don't know. So the idea there is just be real, real careful about what your plans are. Talk to a professional, talk to your CPAs, talk to your financial planners. Give a call to our friend Al Manfrey over at Heritage Financial Services. If you need his number, give me a call. And remember, set that radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors, to Steve, who's engineering us today, and, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.